The Star recently did a report on ADHD drugs taken by children suspected to have such serious side effects that it includes suicide. Now, we've very often had discussions about whether or not we're misdiagnosing kids with ADHD. I have suspected, and I don't have any scientific evidence for this, I just suspect, that we've gotten to the point where we're not tolerating particularly busy, fussy, noisy little boys the way that we used to. Not, you know, we just don't settle them down the way Mrs. Cameron and Mrs. Caldwell used to do, as I recall, in grades 1 and 2. When I was a kid, they were very effective at getting you to sit down and shut up. We were afraid of them. And then later when we grew up, we realized they were just little old ladies. But at that point, you know, didn't matter. And it turns out they were nice little old ladies. But when you were a kid, you paid it, you sat up and paid attention. Now, it seems, we just want to shovel drugs into kids. So I've often worried about that. But then the Star did this report, and they write of the death of a 15-year-old who committed suicide. One of nearly 600 cases of Canadian kids suffering serious, sometimes fatal side effects suspected to have been caused by ADHD medications in the past 10 years. The Star investigation found a growing number of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and parents reporting that they believe attention deficit drugs are causing major health problems in patients, many as young as 6 or 7 years old. And Health Canada says they feel that the benefits of the drugs, when properly prescribed and used, outweigh the risks. Health Canada and the drug companies say the side effects reports show only a suspected connection between the drug and side effect, but no medical proof that one caused the other. So obviously there's a lot of research to be done on this, but there are many medical professionals who express concern. Dr. Arnie Gottfried is an educator, scientist from MaxiMind Brain Training, not a medical doctor, I don't think. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Jerry. No, I'm not a medical doctor.
Now, you contacted us when you heard us talking about this before. Your organization did. Your group did.
Right.
So you're one of those people, though. You're a well-educated person. You're concerned that maybe we're over-prescribing in this area?
Well, I have personal experience with this, and that's why I got involved about 9 years ago. One of my kids was misdiagnosed with ADHD, given stimulant medication, which had side effects, then was prescribed an antidepressant which had much, much worse side effects, and then was prescribed clonidine so he could sleep at night. And with that whole cocktail, life turned upside down. That's how I got into the alternative.
Wow. That's like living with Keith Richards. I mean, it's not funny when it's your kid, but you knew what I meant, obviously.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is a thing that I remember reading and then giving an interview with Johnny Cash, where he talked about that. Drugs to get up for the show, drugs to be able to go to sleep, drugs to get up in the morning. I mean, it just becomes a vicious cycle, and it's bad enough when an entertainer puts himself through that. But for children, what a way to live.
Well, sure. And a lot of you mentioned some high-profile performers and people that excel in various areas. A lot of them have learning disabilities. A lot of them have ADHDs. A lot of CEOs have ADHD. There's got to be a way to unlock your genius without having to dope yourself.
Well, why do you say it that way, to unlock your genius?
Well, I find not all, but a significant number of the ADHD kids that come to my centers happen to be extremely intelligent people. They may be more visual. They may be more tactile. They may be very high energy. They may be more verbal, not the reading type, etc. So they don't function in a school at all. They may be called dummies because they don't have their work done. They're never organized. Their life is falling apart in many ways.
Yeah, kind of like Einstein.
Possibly.
No, I think when he was in school, he wasn't necessarily thought to be that smart when he was a kid.
Right, right. Did poorly. Dreaming his way.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
Inattentive subtype, they would call it today. You know, you mentioned something about misdiagnosis, and you know, meds is not my expertise, although I do ask my clients when they come in. But Alan Francis, he's the author of the DSM-IV, the Statistical Psychiatric Manual that all doctors and clinical psychologists use to diagnose mental illnesses, and ADHD is categorized as one. And he's gone on record in Wired and Psychology Today saying that really, the DSM-5 should be trashed because it's due to come out this coming year in 2013, and psychiatry has to get out of the diagnosis business altogether. Just deal with symptoms and help people overcome them.
All right. Now, I'm not going to even attempt to quote because I don't want to get it wrong, but Dr. Oren Amate is a registered psychologist, and he comes on this show on a regular basis, and he's expressed concerns about this. And I'll just say he's expressed concerns because I don't want to misquote him, because he's a professional, not me. But there are, as the Star wrote in their report on this, a growing number of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and parents, I mean, all people who are vitally concerned that want the best for kids. Okay, these are not people who are for or against drug companies. I mean, we all have to admit that that pharmaceuticals have really improved our lives. We're living longer in part because of it.
Right, right. And in fact, I believe that there is a percentage of ADHD kids that are served well, at least in the short term, by having medication if it's a fit.
Dr. Arnie Gottfried is with me, educator and scientist from MaxiMind. We'll talk about that, brain training, doctor of applied ecology. I had my producer ask you what you're a doctor of, and she says to me, doctor of applied ecology, and we kind of looked at each other and said, what the heck is that?
Let me tell you, I studied urban wildlife. People ask me, what does this have to do? I mean, I spent over 25 years in the classroom teaching. And I spent a similar amount of years, I mean, I went to grade 25, and I spent lots of time doing environmental impact assessment, just doing science and research. That helped me, you know, get into figuring out what's good and what works. But you know where the touch point is? Urban wildlife, kids with ADHD, it's not that much of a stretch.
Or what do you mean by urban wildlife?
Well,
pigeons?
It was songbirds in urban woodlots. What about the habitat determines it. It was a zoology thing.
All right. Yeah. And so you can use zoology to study children?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I'm just asking.
But the neuroscience came in handy and things like that. But
you're one of those people who spent too long in school.
Yeah, absolutely.
It sounds like. I'm not talking about when you were teaching. That's a good thing, okay? So you are an educator and scientist from something called MaxiMind Brain Training. What does that mean?
Sorry about the ring there.
That's all right.
MaxiMind is a company that has therapists, that we employ therapists and psychologists. The therapists work one-on-one with kids in sessions of doing neuroeducational exercises. Basically, it looks like fun and games.
Yeah.
You exercise, listen to music, work with computers. And a lot of these kids have either avoid medication or have the medication reduced or eliminated entirely as a result of one or two courses of this brain training.
In-depth radio, News Talk 1010. The Star recently did a report finding nearly 600 cases of Canadian kids suffering serious, sometimes fatal, side effects suspected to have been caused by ADHD medications in the past 10 years. They don't get agreement from Health Canada that there's a direct cause and effect there, but I think the Star is right when they report the growing number of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and parents who believe that attention deficit drugs are causing major health problems in patients, many as young as 6 and 7 years old. I'm talking to Dr. Arnie Gottfried, educator, scientist from MaxiMind Brain Training, on this issue. Come back to the brain training in a second. I'll get you to respond, doctor, to a text message I just received. Text message from a listener who writes, I'm 28 now, but in school I was identified as ADD. And the funny thing is, if this is a real problem, why are we not recognized after graduation?
You definitely should be in there. Some very proactive people in corporations, including Ontario Hydro, they now train their nuclear engineers to operate the nuclear power stations properly so they don't space out and blow us up. They use brain training with one of the technologies that we use with kids, developed by Peter Freer.
Okay, but are you saying the people who have their fingers on the nuclear buttons, so to speak, energy, not weapons, are people with ADD?
Well, not necessarily. They could be very normal, very high-performing people in terms of their ability to focus. But if you've got a four-hour shift and you're looking at boring dials and buzzers, if you miss a small cue, it could be a big problem. Same thing applies to astronauts. NASA developed this for astronauts and pilots to be able to use brain waves to control computers and win games, and that trains the ability to focus for longer periods of time.
And that is the primary, at least, symptom of what we're calling ADD, ADHD, kids who just can't seem to focus on something long enough to learn.
Right, right. That together with working memory, executive function, but it all comes around focus. Whether focus is the cause or focus is the effect, it's always part of the package.
Do you think that that it is true that there is such a thing as ADHD and that there are kids who need special help?
You know, the longer I work in this field, the more I see. Kids do not come into the center the same, even though they may have distractibility and restlessness and impulsivity, which are the three primary defining characteristics of the condition. They may be missing one, they may be missing the other, they may have problems with reading, they may not. They could be dyslexic, they could have a bit of OCD. And what is the primary condition, what's the secondary condition, or is there a defined condition at all? I don't go there. I take a detailed history, I find out what the problems are in the eyes of the parents, the teachers, the child himself, if he's old enough to talk about it, and then we take it from there, design a program for them. I don't think we really need to get the last word in the diagnosis. Having said that, there is a room for it. I'm not against diagnosis. I just don't usually find it useful.
Unfortunately, what we have in school is that you'll have 20, 25 kids in a room, and you may have one who needs some really specialized attention like you're talking about, and this isn't the teacher's fault. The teacher's not equipped to do that.
Right, right. I'd say you'd have four in the average classroom that need specialized attention, maybe three. And the ADHD side, maybe it's just one or two.
Well, obviously, this is a thing that that all of these people mentioned, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, parents, and I guess politicians are going to have to continue to worry about and look at, because we want kids to grow up to be happy, successful people, and knee-jerking into feeding them drugs is probably not the first thing we should do.
Well, especially as they grow up, they start to feel themselves dependent on the medication, and then they learn that self-medicating is a good thing. By the time they're teenagers, they find themselves in the park because they can't do their homework or they don't want to anymore because they've been sort of browbeaten for being a bad kid, both at home and at school, so they gravitate to like-minded kids, and they just continue the habit of self-medicating, and we've sort of primed them for it.
Dr. Arne Gottfried, educator, scientist from Maxi Mind Brain Training. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for talking.